Chazar zegt in Mishnah Brachos Shvach, Rami Maseches Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Dalet. The Mishnah said, "Horivei Avar Niver." Why can't this also be excluded from the pasuk of Pesach Oil Moed? Now, with regard to an animal that sodomized a person or that was sodomized by a person, it makes sense that we need a different pasuk for what? For the case where an animal was first made kaddish only after it was involved in the sodomy. Initially, it was fit to be brought on the mizbech and therefore cannot be excluded from Pesach Oil Moed. However, we can't say the same for the case of an animal that was designated to be used for avodah zarah or that was itself worshipped as avodah zarah, because those labels can't happen on an animal that was already kaddish. Because a person can't make us or something that doesn't belong to him. Ephigmore, the Mishnah is referring to Kachim Kalam according to the view of Rabbi Lili, who says the Kachim Kalam are considered to be the property of the owner. Therefore, even after they were made Kaddish, they can still become Usr for being designated for Avodah Zarah or being worshipped as Avodah Zarah. With regard to Psulim of an animal used to pay a Zayna or as an exchange for a dog or of Klayim or born from a C-section, they could not have been excluded based on the Pasuk of Pesach Oyel Moed, because the Mishnah is referring to animals that with these Psulim that were offspring of Kachim animals. And the Mishnah holds that they become Kaddish at the time of their birth. Therefore, their psul set in before they became Kaddish, and that's why the psul took effect. Mishnah then said, Bale Mumin, Oysav Yas Benoy, V'chulu. Zok Tigmar, all these cases have to be taught in the Mishnah, because if the Mishnah would only have taught regarding the animal with a mum, we have said that the Rabbanon say he's potter in that case, because an animal with a mum is considered to be repulsive. But with regard to tyrant birds that are too young, maybe they would agree with Rav Shimon that the person is over alav. If the Mishnah only taught about the tyrant birds, we would say it's only over there Rav Shimon says he's over alav, because the birds were never fit and were never then rejected. But an animal with a mum, which was fit and then rejected, maybe would agree that the Rabbanon say that the person is potter. They agree with the Rabbanon who say that the person is potter. Now, if the Mishnah only taught these two cases, we would say that the Rabbanon say the person is potter in these cases because a psul is a psul in the animal or the bird itself, but the case of Oisiv es Benoi, where it's not a psul in the body of the animal itself, maybe we'd agree with Rav Shimon that the person would be over a mitzvah. Therefore, that's why we need all three cases over here to be taught. Mishnah said, Shehoi Rav Shimon Oimer, Rabbi Lo, the name of Rav Shlokesh, said that the view of Rav Shimon is based on the Pasuk, which is understood as Moshe telling the Yidden that for the first 14 years after they entered Yisrael, seven of the Melchamis and seven of dividing the land, which is when the Mishkan stood and Gilgal and Bamas were allowed, so one may bring the Dovis on the Bamas, but not obligatory Kabbanis. These obligatory Kabbanis during this time were considered premature, since they were not supposed to be brought until the Mishkan stood in Shilai. Now, regarding this, Moshe said, Lo Sason, do not bring these obligatory Kabbanis during that time. We see that there's a lav that associated with bringing a carbon before its time. If this is correct, then why do Reb Zera say that there's no malchus associated with one who brings an animal before its time as a carbon, even in the Migdash, based on the drushes of other psukim? Karetan often a lav. Reb Zera only said that according to the Rabbanon who disagreed with Rav Shimon and said that Loi Sason is not a lav for offering a carbon before its time. However, according to Rav Shimon, the person would be chayav malchus. Another teretz from Nachman Yitzchak said, we can't learn from the case of an obligatory carbon at Gilgal to a case of a carbon brought before its time in the Mikdash, because the bringing of an obligatory carbon at Gilgal is like bringing a carbon outside the Azara. Sakmar Vaita Rabba said that the view of Rav Shimon is based on a Braisa. The Braisa says that Rav Shimon learns from the Pasuk of Leisucha L'Zboyach Es HaPasach B'Achad She'arecha, that a Pesach may not be brought on a private Mizbeach once such a Mizbeach became utter to use. Before that time, it was mutter to bring a Pesach on a private Mizbeach based on the words of B'Achad She'arecha, which teaches that bringing it on a Bama is only usher when all of Klal Yisrael go to one city to bring the kabbanis, meaning at a time when the bamas are also. Now, when is Rav Shimon saying that this lav applies? If it's when someone shechts it on a bama on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, this should even be kares, since he's shechting outside the azar, or something that's fit to be brought inside. Rather, must be referring to where he shechted it before Chatzos, which is before its time. And we see Rav Shimon says it's subject to a lav. The Gemara says not a valid proof. The Braisa may be referring to where he shechted it after Chatzos and refers to a time when bamas are generally mutter. However, since Pesach is an obligatory carbon, there's a lav for it to be brought on a private bama. In fact, the Braisa clearly said that it's referring to a time when bamas are also. It means that bamas are also for this type of carbon, but it's a time when bamas will be mutter for other types of carbonas. Okay, the Mishnah then said mechusas man v'chulu. The Gemara's version of the Mishnah did not have a metzayra among the list of the people in this part of the Mishnah. The Gemara therefore asked that none of the people are required to bring an asham. The zav zava and the yeledes are not included. So why does the Mishnah say that the case is that they brought the chatz but not yet brought the asham? You have to add the Metzayra to the list in the Mishnah. Metzayra does have to bring in Hashem. Okay, the Mishnah then said, none of the people in the list are required to bring a shlamim. Rav Sheshir said we have to add a nazir to the list. A nazir does have to bring a shlamim. Zoktimar Vayter, Rav Chilkiy Batuvi said, when the Mishnah said that one who shechts an Hashem outside the Azar before its proper time is potter, that's only if the Asham was Shechta Lishma, since if offered in the Azara like that, at that time it would be possible. However, if it was Shechted not Lishma, he'd be Chayiv, since it would be kosher if Shechted that way inside the Azara. Fragt the Gemara, you should even be chayef if he shechted at lishma, since even then it's fit to be shechted not lishma inside the azara. After all, as long as the name Oshem has not been uprooted from it, it's not considered to be fit as a carbon inside. Fragt Gemara, Rav Huna asked, is there anything that's not kosher when shechted lishma, but it's kosher when shechted not lishma? Gemara said, yeah, we have the case of a carbon pesach shechted during the rest of the year, besides the pesach of the chatzos, where if it's shechted lishma, it's possible. If it's shechted shalom lishma, it's kosher. The Gemara says that's not a good proof, because during the rest of the year, a pesach has a status of a shlomim, which is kosher, whether shecht lishma or not lishma.